Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses or people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Hi,
hello.
It's Sunday night, it's 6 p.m. and it's time for What the Hell, and no,
episode 95,
and no, New Blood is not posted on the cult site, no brainwashing is not
done. You're kicked
done.
Out. It's over.
That's it. I kicked myself at a cult.
So fired.
Dean, help.
Stream dead. Oh. Stream dying.
What the hell? Oh. No, it says line record. It's playing.
Is it everyone hearing us?
Anyone hear us?
Everyone can hear us, hopefully.
They're saying week 95, they knew.
Okay.
Check. Right. What the hell? There
never
we go.
Mind.
There
anyway,
we go.
I don't know if you heard this, but no, New Blood is not posted. No, brainwashing is not posted. Fuck all y'all.
Switch.
Oh, and for my listening pleasure, I'm going to blow my brains out on the air. And watch people like write all these songs about it. Mock suicides in front of their computer. And shit.
You can watch the IRC on the webcam if you don't have the IRC.
You can watch IRC on the webcam.
You can almost read it.
You can almost read it.
By the way, I have one thing to say to Smokehouse.
Yes.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Okay.
He'll understand that.
Okay. I don't, as long as he does.
Is there little hyphens between all those fucks?
Only because he's recording, he can rewind and count the fucks. That has some kind of significance.
Well, the
you
thing
can
is,
have a mic.
As
there's
bad
a mic
as it is
somewhere.
For him, there's, like, well, I think it's Nomad Optic, who now owes me, like, 25 drinks or something.
Oh, okay. I get it now. It's the drinking game.
Oh, there's a mic beside me to give to Anki. What's
yep.
going on here?
Oh.
Do we have, like, yeah, we just about everybody has a mic.
So anyway.
Yeah, like, it's pretty good.
I'm going to make a valid attempt to post New Blood after the show tonight.
Really?
Don't kill me.
Yeah. No, I didn't put up the pictures
from
last
so
week
beaten,
either.
Sean. You look worn
so
down.
You haven't done your homework, have you? No.
You know what?
You're going to have to go in detention.
You're going to look awful funny.
Bad box.
Your boyfriend's probably listening, isn't he?
Maybe.
Let's go through the IRC.
No, he's not. Go for
it.
Woohoo! Without going into the IRC.
I've got a boyfriend. He's 6'2". He's a football player. Rip your fucking head off.
Hey, I'm scared. Shaking in my boots.
Alrighty then.
Let's go around the room.
I think I'm going to have a brand new feature I'm going to do called Nightmares from Tech Support. Or Tech Support.
There's
nightmares.
Not enough stories. I mean, you'll run out the first time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tech Support stories aren't really that interesting because they're all the same story.
Yeah. Stupid people
calls,
phones.
Yeah. Moron keeps online for 8 hours. Moron hangs up. Calls back next day.
Yeah. Repeat process.
Insert PebCac here. Yeah.
Apparently, ribs repeat.
Apparently the best tech support story I've ever heard for like the stupidest person was actually done in that cartoon. What's it called, Sean? The one that
hang on. Let
Gilbert?
Me check my cartoon database.
The
blank.
Book,
user
the book,
friendly?
User friendly, yes.
Oh,
it was in
okay.
User friendly in which apparently some
comic.
Guy called up about the fact that his screen kept, like, jumping away all over the place, and it was because he was munching away on this ginormous fucking bowl of potato chips. So he kept saying, there's something wrong with my screen. It keeps bouncing all over the place. Munch, 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 munch. There it goes again. Munch, munch.
Oh,
sir,
my God.
Sir, stop chewing.
Oh, there it is.
It's
hey,
okay now.
You guys are great.
You're setting off the chew detector.
Oh, at work? Some guy said his screen was like shaking and stuff. Yeah. And then somebody stayed on the phone with him for like a half an hour. And it turns out he had a cardboard box wrapped around his screen and it was overheating. Like,
wow.
It was so hot.
Can you say... Oh, this looks pretty cool. I'm looking
retarded.
At anime on Enki's Uber Elite system here.
What anime is that?
Some guy's force-feeding missiles.
Evangelion.
Oh, cool. I've seen it before.
This is Derek destroying the show. Here we go.
We're going to take a little break here and watch the movie.
Enki, can you go to the IRC so I can read off everyone's names?
We're going to go around the room
sure
first.
We can.
Because I don't want to go around the fucking room. I want to
see
the IRC.
We got to let him get in the room.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
All right, fine. We'll go around.
There's not very many of us anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There's not
quick.
Very many of us.
It's girl on the left. First on the camera.
Girl
you're
on the
always
left.
First.
She's moving.
Hi,
right.
Girl on the left.
Hi, girl on the left.
I look like this black blotch on the little view screen there. That's pretty.
Is that better?
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit off.
Like human beings.
It's kind of a racial thing to say, isn't it?
Black.
Okay,
blotch.
Moving right along to.
I wish you could have seen.
What?
I wish you could have seen the expression on her face.
I just because girl on the left is probably the most non-racist person I've ever met in my life, and any chance I have to make it seem as though
she is
not politically correct, it's just you gotta give it to her.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, Poe, put it away.
And next up we have
also over on the girls only couch. .com girl.
.com girl.
Notice how far apart they are on the couch.
Yeah, very far apart.
We need more women here.
I could not agree more. Yes, send us your women.
I was thinking about having that operation.
I can help.
You wouldn't.
Must not blink. Must not close eyes. Then we have Ronan Medic.
Wow, am I regretting I'm here.
Feeling pretty violated. Over to the only man who has his sand, 200% sensitive projectile vomit man.
Woo, good round.
Wow, and I could be taking heroin right now.
Yes, you know it's bad when Keith Richards phones up 200%, says, whoa, slow down. Then we have...
Hello, it's your old pal Uncle Dak saying hello.
Soon to be
hello.
No, I've decided not to have that operation now.
Oh, heavenly God.
And then we have Sean Kennedy's fucking man saying, hi, I'm getting net burnout.
Net burnout.
And then we have Incubator.
Hey, look at my shiny new phallus.
Like my shiny new phallus?
This is my shiny new phallus.
Enki is sporting the newest in shiny phallus. His shiny phallus is consisting of 126 megs of RAM.
128 megs of RAM.
It's
two for video.
$3,600 Canadian worth of fucking laptop phallus.
Which is 25 cents to you Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cheap electronics.
So we have inexpensive electronics down here. So.
Up here.
Oh, wait. Is that a sin?
Ooh.
Time to go.
Who's sexy?
Oh,
yeah.
Go
sexy.
No. Go sexy, Sam. No.
Sweet Jesus with
show
my nipple parts.
No.
Desmond,
they're
make
private.
Show the crowd his nipples.
No.
Do
Sim,
it.
Sim,
do
show,
it.
Sim, show you. Show them your
do
private.
It. No, I will take your shirt off.
I will.
Who wants to see Sim nipples?
Sim, just do it.
He's getting smaller.
Nipples with a little TM after it.
Just,
wow, look at them all bail under the air.
Come on, Sim. Show them your nipples.
Show me nipples, Sim.
Nipples, Sim.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, we've got three requests so far.
Oh, no, he's got an extra, actually.
Show him the third one. Show him the third one.
I'm going to show. I'm gonna get Sim's nipples.
People in the IRC are demanding nipples as we speak.
That's great. No.
Hey, show us your tits.
Wow.
That's enough for that. That's enough for that.
He was slipped into those chocolates.
Good chocolates. Infaloop. Infaloop's going to phone in. He has something like way important to say or something.
Oh, that's cool. Where's my dark pepper?
Can you pass me some chocolatey tasty yumminess?
Yes.
I need more chocolate tasty numbers.
Go ahead, Infaloop.
Yes.
You can go ahead and phone
in. Tonight's question is, how do you know when you're experiencing net burnout?
Yep. The top 10 signs of net burnout.
No, I'm serious.
How do you know?
I'm wondering if I'm just overstressed, overworked, or if I'm getting net burnout. Because if I'm getting overstressed...
It's just that your job involves computers, and maybe it's a side effect of that, right?
There's
an easy way to tell.
Maybe we can just get people to phone in.
If you wake up in the morning, you haven't opened your eyes yet, and you see a large purple rectangle in the center of your vision, it's time to slow down.
What if you have a dream during the night that you're setting internet settings?
That's bad.
Wow, that's bad.
It's just the beginning.
But it still could be job related.
I've been having HTML dreams.
Oh, it's bad. No closing tags. It's all bad. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Infaloop.
Hey, Mr. Infaloop.
Hey.
What's the big...
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, please. That's so early.
You guys are
going to
be broadcasting our real radio station news?
What? Say that again.
Okay. The real... Okay, you're up here in the middle of freaking nowhere, Prince George. The university is getting a radio station.
Ah.
Wow.
Well, the problem is you don't have enough DJs.
Ah.
Solution?
Steal from the internet.
Steal from the internet.
Oh.
So you're going to put Rant Radio on the radio station at your university?
Yes.
Is there a Sunday time slot open?
Oh.
It's a Sunday time slot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
6 to 9.
We're going to prison.
We're going to prison. Yep.
Radio. Oh my God, we're actually going to be under the jurisdiction of the CRTC now. Holy
Oh, not really.
Not really, okay.
As in, you're going to be under the, as in, basically, whenever you do something really nasty, I'll just have some guy come in and, like, I don't know, make fart noises or something stupid.
as opposed to what we normally do every week on the show.
Big fart noises.
Yeah. I'd like to point out we just changed our licensing scheme. You can copy anything you want from us, but you have to reproduce it in its entirety.
Cool.
Yeah.
That works fine.
Very, very cool. When's this all happening?
Well, let's see. I'm not going to relay you guys until we actually get the real license, so it should happen around December, January.
Excellent. Keep us up to date when that's happening.
No. It's university radio. They allow them to get away with a lot more shit than they do on the radio.
Oh, I know you. They do. Oh, yeah. You can.
In addition, the other news is I'll probably be headed down there in a couple of weeks.
Very
Wowzers.
Cool. Very cool.
Cool.
Well, just arrange through ICQ with me.
Right.
And you can set something up.
I have no real idea. Basically, my roommate of mine just happened to be a member of the International Club and said, hey, you want to go down to Vancouver?
Ah.
For $50.
$50, can't beat that.
Like,
Greyhound special.
Yeah.
I think Greyhound's $69.
Ah, so he got a discount.
$69.
Okay, and the third news is I got fired last Friday.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
Well, it's a log story.
We've got 3 hours. You can, it's in the loop. Sweet, I got fired story for the next 3 hours.
Yes. Okay, I was working at a nameless nonprofit society.
You got fired from a nonprofit society?
Wow.
Well, yeah. What happened is they got funding to hire a sysadmin technical support guy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, not knowing what a technical support guy does, they basically hired the first guy that showed up.
You.
You?
That's a nonprofit.
Yes. Now, what happened next is... Every day I went there, they kept on dumping duties on me.
Those fuckers.
Yeah, they first
God
of all,
damn it.
They said, okay, now you're responsible for payroll. It's like, what? I'm technical support. I'm not supposed to be fucking responsible for payroll.
Ah, the technical support wears many hats.
Yes, the technical support.
Right, Enki?
But to be fair,
I can fix photocopiers too.
yes.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to time
it. And fix your computer problem.
Yeah, you don't do fucking payroll.
No.
No,
right.
Actually, let's put it this way. You do payroll.
Okay, sure, I'll do payroll. I'll do data entry. I don't care. I still have a job.
You'll answer the phones. You'll empty the garbage.
So what was the breaking straw?
The breaking straw was not really my breaking straw. It was their breaking straw. As soon as I was done all my work... I would play Rant Radio in my office.
So
we cost you your job, and you still listen to us.
I cost me my job yet. Also, at technical support, they would slowly get fed up with my solutions to their problem, which was basically, you disconnected yourself from the network? Why don't you just reboot your computer?
The solve-all. Have you rebooted? Have you rebooted 3 times?
Yes, exactly. And they got mad at me because they didn't want to reboot their computer. They wanted me to walk through their computer and reboot it for them.
Okay. Union? That's not my job. I don't reboot computers.
I
move the mouse.
I move the mouse and I open them and stuff.
VNC much? Okay, don't move. Okay, I'm shutting your computer down.
Yeah, Well, the thing is, they didn't have VNC there, even.
No VNC there, okay then.
how are they going to manage without their technical support, data entry, and payroll guy?
How could they fire you? You got installing.
What happens if the photocopier goes on the fridge?
Yeah. I mean, what will they do?
What if the TV breaks?
Keeps dropping them. The whole reason. The thing is, I had a negative attitude, and that I was a dark cloud going through the office.
They classified you as what? A dork what?
A dark cloud.
A dark cloud. You are a dark cloud.
We only hire happy, fluffy, white clouds here. I'm sorry. We have
racism.
Cloud racism.
Cloud racism.
Okay.
Hey. Didn't smile wide enough while they were fucking him up the ass, I guess.
The reason why they fired me, this is the official reason they fired me, is, okay, they were all printing off Dilbert on the printer, right?
Yeah.
It's like saying, okay, that's cool. I print off one fucking cartoon of user-friendly, put on my door. Next day I get to work, you're fired!
Really? Because you printed off user-friendly instead of the corporate-hating Dilbert?
Yes.
What is the non-profit organization?
What?
What is the non-profit organization?
They don't make profit.
No, what is their name? What is their name?
What is their name?
Yes.
I'm not allowed to say because of the non-disclosure agreement.
You can't tell who you work for?
Well, not since I got fired. They actually told me I couldn't after I told someone about my job.
Okay, this is very important. Did you sign a non-disclosure agreement at this point?
Yeah. Yes, I signed the law.
You signed it. And you're not allowed to say who you worked for?
Not since I got fired.
Did you sign another non-disclosure when they fired you?
Yeah.
Oh, did they give you good severance?
Not really.
Then why'd you sign the non-disclosure agreement?
I figured they're probably going to, like, try and, like, sue my ass and shit. They really hate me.
Okay, hey.
I see people that's like, fuck you.
What you can do is go to Labor Relations and talk to Labor Relations. Tell them that they forced you to sign it under duress of not receiving your severance and your last paycheck. And the Labor Relations will go after their asses for that. Plus, I don't think printing a cartoon one page on the printer makes a valid firing reason. So you might want to pursue that if you hate them enough back. I don't know if it's worth your time or not.
Hey,
if
I got
your tech skilled, you'll probably just get a new job right away.
I have a question.
Okay.
What's a good website? Do you know any good websites we should go to?
Good website.
Yeah, I was just thinking, yeah, you know...
Any ideas?
What's the website you're at right now?
What website?
No, he doesn't get it. That's okay.
You're fired.
You're fired again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, theirs is already down.
Okay.
What
website is down?
That's my point. What website?
What website's down?
Well, theirs.
Okay.
They don't have a domain name anymore. I took care of that when they fired me.
Sold it for the lowest bidder, eh?
Actually, yeah.
It's hard to look cool on the internet with no DNS like that.
It's a wonderful thing when you get fired, the fact that you can clear every routing table in the building in like 30 seconds. Aw, no routing? That sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just sold your domain name to a porn site. Ooh, you thought Hetty Fry had problems.
Wow, look at that. I've run encryption on all your data for the last 15 backups.
And
you still got it.
Oh, and all of their... And since I converted it all to Linux, before I left, I pretty much locked down every machine. All of them are locked down.
No root passwords for them. I guess if it crashes, that's it.
I guess they're going to have to repartition everything, put 98 back on.
All right.
It's even better than that. You should drop by with your business card 1 week later with your consulting rates written on the back.
Yeah,
I suggest $110 an hour.
The regular consulting rate, $25 an hour, or the fuck you for firing me consulting rate, $250 an hour.
Woo! American. Okay.
American. We're going to let you go.
Real money. Yeah.
I think we're going to go, and we're going to say who the hell's all here on the internet now, because Sean wants to do that.
Okay, well, keep us up to date on that radio thing.
Sure.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Okay, let's go around down the MIRC. Are you going to man the scroll pad for me?
I'll man the scroll pad. I will hit the button when you get right about to Prophet Nixter. So.
Okay, we have Sumerian, Mr. Echo, Solon Zero, X, Breaker One, Bab, Soul Raper, Snorgasm, Matrix, Deloe, Jordath Moore, the Cinemage Zombie, Pseudo, the Oracle,
you.
Decker, the Oracle, Spoon, Enki. Enki, you're not
Enki.
In there.
Oh, how can you be there? Oh.
Enki's there with a voice?
Enki's there.
Who the fuck are you? Okay.
I'm on.
Duh.
I'm sorry.
Paradox, Josh K, MTR, Sideslide, Simplex, Junior Bomber. Junior Bomber. Rastic.
I like your name.
Delirium, Lathe, Melio, Optic, fucking two-gun...
Fuck crazy gone, fuck gone to work.
Crazy fuck gone to work. Half Elf, Judas Keckler, Kurgan, Plastic Poe, Romulus, Schnitz, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Orphan, Nixter, Broken, as I lose my spot. Diener, Holy Dio, Music God 1, Penis, Quote, Smokehouse, Spidey, Y2 Karma, Cyber Samurai, Templar Knight, Sanix, Dark Elf.
Sanix and Dark Elf, I guess.
Empire Soul Trance, Malcav, Confucius, Imagine Kool-Aid, Link RX, Lord Haven, Sneezing Starfish. That's another good name.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sneezing Starfish, Stats, VIP, and Ace.
And also Infaloop just joined.
And Infaloop.
Of course he got, because he got off the phone.
Alrighty, so let's talk about...
Net Burnout?
Let's talk about Net Burnout. That's the subject of the week.
You just need a hug.
Well, no, here's
that's
what happened. I'll tell you a little bit about my week.
Oh, Dak's going for the hug. Or do you need one of those things? Are
no,
they all
he's
gone?
He's going for chocolate. He doesn't love me.
He smells the
like
chocolate.
Like a cat.
He smells the chocolate. You smell, you know,
you smell
so,
like chocolate.
What
can
is
I make
up
you?
With that? You know, these women walk in, the dog comes in, firmly plants the nose in the crotch, and they're like, oh, he must smell my dog. What the fuck are you doing to your dog, bitch? Some weird shit. Anyway.
Oh.
I don't get that at all. Anyway.
Shut up.
That's weird. Well, he must smell my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You smell my cat, don't you? Yeah, he smells your cat, all right.
Oh.
Wow, nothing says hello like a cold nose in the crotch. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, net burnout. You know, the funny thing is I'm usually the most funny when I really am at the not-giving-a-fuck phase.
You're,
you
right
know?
Now? You're right about that.
Oh, I'm right about in my not-give-a-fuck phase right now. On Thursday night, mysawmill.com went down. And what happened there was a guy who was 36-year-old who was doing Microsoft Exchange Server. Right?
Yep. Yep.
And Cult has its first cult-owned business, which is now...
do not burn cult-owned business.
Do not burn it. Do not torch cult-owned business. The cult-owned business is... We didn't start it, but they're cult members who now run the business, and so the business is going to be cult-owned. And so it's...
We owned you.
And that's Geeks R Us Computers.
Yeah, and you go every Sunday to collect the... The money?
The tithe.
The tithe.
Yeah,
the
they
tithe.
Have to pay their tithe. No, but they help us out all the time. They're going to be giving us some parts and shit. So we got an hardware solution. Anyway, they're good guys there. It's Nomad Centaur is one of the owners. And
mm-hmm.
he sets us right up. He's in there.
That's Geeks R Us. Geeks R
Us.
In Surrey.
Geeks-R-Us.com.
Buy everything from them.
Yeah, they're very cool. Anyway.
You can even buy online.
You can even buy
things set up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, blah, blah, fucking blah, yeah, whatever.
Wow.
No. Geeks are.
No, I'm not going to answer the phone when you call Optic.
Geeks are, as in actual are, the word
Shut up
are.
And have another drink, Optic. Fuck.
Fuck.
And there's a hyphen after R, us.
Quiet, I can get it. Never mind.
You getting it?
Don't be mean to me. Okay. So,
he's fragile
anyway,
right now.
My sawmill.com went down, and I get the big call, because they're like, yeah, do you know Microsoft Exchange Server? And, you know.
I can.
And the ringleader, the ringleader's like, absolutely, I'll have someone there in no time. Click. Centaur, you know anything about Microsoft Exchange Server? Not a fucking thing. Oh, God, did you eat all this acid? Right? You better hope there's some Thorazine in that fucking bag. So I get the call. I'm sitting at home wearing my, no shit, I'm wearing my, I'm wearing a red velvet bathrobe that my mom made me.
Hello, Mr.
No word of a lie, actually.
No word of a lie. And I'm wearing boxer shorts and my new Kakamios Gay Baby Wheel for Christ bright
really?
Teal blue
put that on?
Shirt. I put that on.
Wow.
And I actually had the bright teal blue and the velvet red just because I wanted that clash. And I'm standing there and the phone rings and I pick it up and I'm like, hey. And not hello, it's, do you know Microsoft Exchange Server? And I'm like, Morpheus? And it's Centaur, and he calls me up, and it's not time to call him yet.
Not time to call in. Like, Infaloop arranged like a week early to phone
fuck.
In about that, so.
Anyway, I'm not going to bother. So he phones, so he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I contact CyberTech, Hungan CyberTech, and I'm like, hey, CyberTech, CyberTech. Anyone who ever wants to know anything, like, CyberTech knows everything there is to know about Microsoft products, period. End of fucking list.
The end.
The end.
Microsoft whore.
Well, you can call him that. That's
well,
fine.
Well, that's he loves Microsoft.
Well,
Give me a Linux whore. He loves Linux.
Well, there's Microsoft whores.
He will sell his body for Microsoft.
There's Linux whores and there's penguin Nazis.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, and the penguin Nazis are
hate
just...
Microsoft.
Hate Microsoft. Hate Microsoft. And you know what? I really don't care because I don't think, you know, your operating system defines you as a person. But
for some people it does, and they're sad.
And they are fucking pathetic. But I like, there's people who are Microsoft whores. I think the Microsoft whores are people who just swear up and down they know Microsoft but really don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
I like it. It's really cool, and I'm just going to side this way.
I've never tried Linux.
Versus the people who are, like, so incredibly educated on the whole fucking thing, and CyberTech happens to be one of them. So I wouldn't go so far as to call him a Microsofter. He's kind of past that. The guy has a massive amount of knowledge in Microsoft products. Anyway, I phone him up, and I'm like, hey, I got to do some exchange shit. You want to go terminal with me on this? I'll go front, and you go back, and we'll fucking deal with this thing, right? So we show up, and in 6 hours, we tag-team this computer and completely fucking rework it. Now, the tech who was there, who was doing this thing, was some dude named Scott. Okay, he's 36 years old. Little knowledge is a dangerous thing. He used to work for Nintendo. And I'm like, wow, that's
all about computers.
He used to work for Nintendo.
That's great.
So
how does this at all apply to computers whatsoever? Anyway.
They make consoles.
Did he actually like make the like front screensaver kind of look like Donkey Kong or anything?
I think he actually assembled them. I'm not sure what he did, but...
put the little stickers, approved by Nintendo on it.
Actually, Nintendo does make computers.
He was the guy who used to get
Nintendo Entertainment Company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in there. And he's
sitting on the cord.
The guy is like uber fucked up this exchange server, and he's got the DNS wrong, and he wanted to insert an MIX record into the DNS.
MIX?
An MIX record, yeah.
It's what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, typo much? So,
MIX.
An MIX.
No mail's getting through there.
A-traff MIX equals, oh, God help us. So we had to completely rework this thing. But the bottom line was, in 6 hours... everything went really, really cool. We
don't put
everything.
The microphone towards your screen.
Now, that was my Thursday and my Friday. On Monday, my entire internet service provider went down. I was supposed to take Monday off. Remember Sunday? I was saying, I'm going to take tomorrow off because I'm going to be...
And it would be wonderful. And everyone
nice.
Will be happy.
Everyone will be happy.
Lovely.
I'll have Monday off. But
no.
On Monday morning... My entire provider went down because ADSL
went down. It's the perfect day to do it.
Tell us our horrors.
And my Monday lasted until Tuesday at about 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Which is when it came back up. And then Wednesday, I took Wednesday off.
Does it really matter?
Who cares? And so I took Wednesday off. Wow, nothing like having a Wednesday off. And then Thursday and Friday, I did computer tech support all day. And then Friday night, I dreamed about tech support and dreamed I was setting fucking router settings and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. So yesterday I was hanging with my vampire buddy, and everyone call in and wish Sean a happy birthday. Okay, don't do that.
Do it on the IRC.
Just say
you'll
happy.
See it.
We're not answering the phone. So.
Yeah,
we're not answering.
So
the phone.
All you're going to do is
all
get
right,
the lights
all right, yeah,
on.
All right.
We're expecting Sariette to come here, so I have to keep the phone lines open. Okay.
Happy pre.
Don't phone in.
Happy pre-birthday, Sean. Okay, thanks, guys.
Happy unbirthday.
Send cash, check, or money order, too.
Where's that from?
Sean Kennedy.
Sean
it's from
Alice in
Wonderland.
Wonderland, yeah, that's right, yeah.
What?
Unbirthday, Mad Hatter. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Mary, happy unbirthday to you,
Right. Yeah, that's right.
They're all having tea.
So anyway, because basically, oh, God, I just said basically.
Hold on.
Because of the fact, see, that what happened was his Geeks R Us got broken into. 2 weeks ago.
A month ago.
Whatever, some X amount of time ago.
I think it was 32 days.
They got broken into, and they got totally cleaned out for like $17,000 worth of shit. And because they were changing their financial thing, they weren't covered by insurance. Nice.
Oh.
So have a good kick in the nuts.
The really sad part was they were actually doing okay. For the first year startup, apparently, this is what... the ringleader was telling me that they were actually above the red. They were actually
that's
in the
pretty,
black
that's amazing.
For their first year. This came along and bye-bye, Neil.
They're just
the
doing
profit.
Too good.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. God had to fuck them up the ass.
So
a company that's working. That's wrong.
So
send out the enforcers. We might
have related some out of computers. What? What?
So
go IPO. I know you're a computer star. Go IPO.
I'm how old am I now? I'm turning 27. But anyway...
I have socks older than you. I'm wearing them.
we knew.
Put them away.
I forgot about the smell, and you brought it back, and I can smell them again. Yeah.
So what happened was is I went out, and I actually did it as a favor, because Ringleader has to walk on water, right? And he wants to keep his client happy, because these guys actually pay their bills, because they're fucking sweet clients. And
they're the guys who like say, how much is it? I'll cut you a check. Okay, I'll cut you the check first.
They just want it done.
And then you tell me if you need more.
Yeah.
That's the kind of client these guys are. So he's like, must Perfect appear client. Holy, must appear like I walk on water. And I went in there, and he was all set to like pay me big bucks. And because I told him that, you know, if you need anything, let me know. And I wound up doing the whole goddamn thing, buck she. I just said, yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll said, get it.
Yeah, I'll just throw it on my tab, whatever. I'll take it out in hard drives or RAM or something. So that helped him out a lot, which is good. And they're a good bunch of guys. So it gives a chance to give back, you know, when the world fucks you up the ass. But the cool thing was that apparently these guys are going to score me a knife. Because I'm walking through the office, and I look down, and I see this piece of paper, and it's got this really cool-looking knife. It looks like an Emerson... and Emerson, what's that knife we got fucking Ronin Sariot?
Ronin Medic.
No, Ronin Sariot. Yeah. It's a Eschwitz Nemesis?
The Nemesis.
It looks like an Emerson Nemesis. Nemesis or some shit like that. It's like
it's
all angular
N-word.
Still.
Definitely an N-word.
Definitely an N-word. And it's all angular. It looks sort of like a drop point Tanto kind of striker sort of design. And it had a big thing on it saying Talonite. And I'm like, oh, cool. Is that like the name of the knife? And it turns out this knife is made of this substance called talonite. And I'm like, what the fuck is talonite? And it's not steel. So it's some kind of weird diamond drilling. Well, being in Sunyanenki is like material guy. I asked him what talonite.
No, I am not a material science guy. Do not contact me for material science jobs. Thank you.
So what is talonite? Did you like check that out or...
It's some kind of non-ferrous alloy that has lower hardness but really good edge-holding capabilities. I don't really know any more than that.
So in other words, it's not steel, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it's not that hard,
but it doesn't work. Non-ferrous, yeah, it's not
so
a steel.
So it'd be non-magnetic.
Not necessarily. It might have a lot of nickel in it.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know for sure, though.
So whatever. What is going on? So me and Hunyan Cybertech are probably both going to get shipped knives out of this deal, made out of talonite, dun, 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 which is kind of cool. Like, we'll work for fucking... Like, we'll how cyber-run is that? My completely web-based business went down, so we will pay you money and give you weapons for making it come back up. I'm like,
yep, you know me.
Dark future much? Great. That's...
So,
yeah.
Somewhere in the background, William Gibson chuckles to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly
I don't
the
give
the
a fuck
factory.
What anyone says. I hate Gibson. I do. I'm sick of this shit. Everyone's all like, oh, Gibson. He's a fucking pansy. Neal Stephenson rapes Gibson like he fucking stole something with like a screwdriver.
I'm going to say this again for those of you who aren't paying attention to first 12,000 times. Gibson, when he wrote the first story about this, was writing it as the idea of horror. As far as he was concerned, this was supposed to be a dystopia. Dystopia is the opposite of utopia, meaning a bad place to be.
I'd also
this
like to point out something else.
What on earth is
Has anybody here ever heard of Philip K. Dick?
Yes.
Right. And I noticed that Zach was the only...
wrong. No, he said yes.
He said yes. Okay, the point is, Philip K. Dick actually predated Gibson by years by writing a story called Do Androids...
Dream of an Electric Sheep, which is what Blade Runner was based on.
Yeah, and Blade Runner came out, what, like months after, not too long after the Neuromancer novel, the first
book. Yeah, actually, apparently, though, I was Ronan, not an arc, picked up the box set of Heavy Metal and Heavy Metal 2000, and in it they have the director's commentary, and apparently, what is his name, the guy who did... Blade Runner. What was the actor, director's name?
I can't remember
Ridley
the director.
Ridley Scott. Apparently.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is supposed to be your house.
What?
I was going to sing a happy birthday to the answer machine of Sean Kennedy.
Oh.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, dude.
Hi, Lieutenant Major.
Yeah, we knew that part.
We knew that part.
Hi, Zombie. Thanks much, buddy. I tell you what, you could just type it out and send it to my ICQ, and I can hum it and imagine your voice there.
I must say, Lieutenant Major Zombie
happy,
sung me happy birthday on my answering machine
birthday
on my
something.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, guess what?
To...
The trick on my skateboard, I, like, almost broken my foot off.
You almost broke your foot off?
Yeah, I can take a picture of it. It's, like, all blue and black.
Go for it.
How many bones you break?
Actually, that's what you do. I want you to take a picture of your swollen, broken, bloody foot, and I want you to write, happy birthday, Sean, on your leg with the broken, swollen foot, and I guarantee I will print that out and put it on my wall next to all the wonderfully Christian birthday cards my in-laws gave me. Okay? I promise. All right, say what the hell, brother.
All right, what the hell.
Right on.
So, like I was saying, I was... apparently,
I didn't know who it was.
Apparently, Ridley Scott has actually said that his whole... what do you want to call it? Inspiration for the world, the way he had it looking, was from the first sequence in Heavy Metal, which is the one in New York, which with the cabbie and the whole... Do you remember that bit? He said that was where
Harry Canyon.
Yeah, that was the inspiration Scott used. This is like Scott actually admitting this.
I'm amazed, actually, at the technology that was in Blade Runner. You could release that movie next week, and it would be completely current. Everything in that movie. It's brilliant.
Speaking of the original Heavy Metal, did anybody else besides me notice how much that Harry Canyon sequence resembled Fifth Element?
Yeah, just a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'd like to state that Fifth Element was a Heavy Metal comic comeback
to
life.
Well, that's because it was all the art director on that was Mobius.
Oh, my God, Mobius? Mobius, is this you?
Mobius was the French
cartoonist who was like one of the driving forces behind
Heavy Metal. And the magazine that inspired it, I can't think of its name now.
Yeah,
there was a French magazine that was inspired Heavy Metal. I cannot think of the name of it.
It was called, I actually had a copy of it, it was called Metal Hurlant or something like that.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to know, 200%,
up.
200% sexually projectile vomit man, if you do not have his ICQ number is what?
Wow, somebody will have it
somewhere.
Lieutenant
Major Zombie just channeled through Sean K. the fucking man. That was beautiful. His ICQ number is what?
Okay. Somebody post 200% sexually projectile vomit man's.
Yeah, I am in the roster or whatever.
Yeah,
it should be easy to find out.
Anyway, he is... pretty much a literary god. He knows everything there is. He looks up from books before he looks up from books and eats.
You ever setting me up for a fall?
No shit.
Yes, he is easily the smartest for any history questions, problems with homework you want to ask.
Just send ICQ to him.
Political commentary.
It's because of you that I got the weirdest fucking phone call of my life in this exact same situation.
Okay.
You told somebody, I don't even know who the hell the person was, that if you wanted to know anything about the occult, he should call me. So,
ring.
So, like 11:30.
Are you Desmond Gilroy?
11:30.
I hear you know everything about the occult. I'm having a fucking problem here.
I've got this demon in my bedroom.
Bleeding.
No, it wasn't quite that bad, but it was like, hi, you don't know me. Are you Desmond Gilroy? I went, yes. A friend of mine, somebody I met told me if I needed to know anything about the occult, I could ask you.
You're like,
how do I join a coven?
Whoa.
So I was able to look up.
You find a coven first.
No, I actually. No.
Step two, ask nicely.
Well, yes. No, I actually knew the phone number of some people that were in a coven, so I gave them that phone number.
Congratulations, Desmond. That's how tech support works. You have done spiritual tech support. I'm sorry, I can't help you there, but I'll give you the 1-800 number of
somebody who can help you.
Of the guys whose category that is.
Please hold. I'll channel you through.
Let me just pass this buck here.
I'm gonna just
back
this dollar bill to you with their name on it.
Yeah, no problem.
That's 1-800. Say 8-9-10.
8-10. So I came up with an idea just this week about a business venture because I've been trying to think of a way. Because I've got a good buddy of mine, Scott Harker, not his real name.
Dun-dun-dun.
Scotty.
To protect the innocent.
No one's truly innocent.
He's the guy walking around. Well, actually, he showed up and he's going. His marriage is turning to shit on him, right? And turning. What do you mean, ing?
It's in the process of turning?
Well, it's turned. It's like, they haven't signed the papers yet, but
okay.
It's
like very,
still the process
it's very, it's very, very fresh. Like, as it was going, he was like, he came over here from the UK. He was here for 18 months. His wife turned into uber psycho bitch. It was like, your mother sucks cocks in hell. Hey, that's perfect. And he's like all alone, doesn't know anybody. So I phone him up out of the blue and say, hey. Want to go for a beer? Because I figured, that's all they do in the UK is drink. You can't throw a rock without hitting a fucking bar in the UK.
Great
place. Yeah, so I'm like, whatever.
Wow, he actually paid a compliment to England.
So, no, I said the UK. So what happened was, is I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So me and him started talking, and he's like this full-on closet goth. He wants to, like, go all goth and get into black yeah. and shit like that, right?
Can somebody close the blinds?
So
it's cold and
I go
moths
and,
are coming in.
It's cold sure. and wolves are...
No.
Moths are going to attack James because he's so
he
pasty.
He has, like,
white.
This huge, huge, like, supply of sweaters, and he's just so frightened.
Yeah.
I don't have any sweaters,
they're
actually.
They're attracted to his luminous blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
they circle around me.
So he
bump
goes,
into my face.
He's so beautiful.
He's beautiful. Anyway.
Next topic.
So we just hang Sim outside on our porch and put
a barbecue
around him and fucking bolt it. Oh, yeah. Guys, I really want to come down. Shut up, Sim.
This
there's
is fun.
There's a bat going to be in here in a minute. You just wait.
Oh, Zord,
Zerg. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby. Anyway, so where the fuck was I now?
This guy wants to be a goth.
Oh, yeah, he's totally going goth now. I used to be, well, actually, I've been involved in every single one of the clans. That's how I made all the clans and can write the descriptions for them. I had a friend of mine named Todd. I used to have this friend. This friend has currently also been consumed by Uber Psycho Bitch.
Oh,
oh, Todd.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
Todd. Todd. Yeah. Todd.
Is he here?
DJ Vortex.
Is he here?
Province.
No, he's
wow.
in the province.
DJ Vortex is like
here, but not here.
DJ Vortex is dating like Uber Psycho content.
Can I tell the story when you're done?
What?
Can I tell the story when you're done?
DJ Vortex. Sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. So, but he got me goth. Way back in the day, right? Like,
oh.
Just getting into industrial music. He's the guy who actually introduced me to industrial music. So I got a soft spot in my heart for him because, I mean, he showed me the whole alternative music scene. So I thought, well, that's really cool. So in my heart, I've always wanted to put on plum lipstick. Okay? And yeah. Some pasty white. And you go hang out in the goth bars. Cause
we've all felt that way.
Yeah.
Hey,
time to
I'm
time.
Sorry. Some... You show me any kind of subculture chicks that are as sexy as goth chicks. Thank you, Elvira. Much?
No, hey,
okay.
Raver chicks. Hey, did I?
What's
did
that?
I, Raver chicks.
No.
They're not
oh,
the
they
same.
Always look a little.
They always look
diseased.
Like. They always look like. They always look like you'll go to jail if you touch them.
Yeah.
So no, versus that's... goth women, which look like they're older than say Methuselah, and they're like those ones. Raver chicks, you have to worry about the next morning when their dads find out. Goth chicks, you got to worry about. You know, you're scared to go to sleep. They're like demons, and they
have
sex with you, and then you're like
you wake up and they're staring at you.
And you're sitting there, and you look at the edge of the bed, and she's like perched there, and she's
looking
you.
At you.
And she's got these wide white eyes, and she's like licking her lips.
You go, how long you been there? All night.
And you're like, you know, I love the way you breathe. Yeah.
I hope so.
That's great, honey.
You know, what a coincidence.
Let's keep it
so
going.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's okay, because, you know, I have no personal experience with favorite chicks, but I guess I'm kind of engaged to a slowly turning
slightly.
To a goth chick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
got the
hey.
Boots, got the hair.
Got the boots, got the hair.
No, you're not.
No,
she's going industrial.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
she's
industrial.
Going industrial. Yeah. Study color much? Yeah. No. She'd be going goth if she was wearing like long flowy medieval shit.
She stuffed
okay.
dead crows. What is that?
That's
no, goth.
No, stuffing dead crows is not. Goth is not the way. Goth, let's define goth here, okay?
There are so many variants of goth.
There are, but there's a few overlying tying things here. Now yeah. there's like the techno goth. There's the punk goth. It's all covered on Gothic Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Okay.
I read that.
That's a good one.
Now,
papers for
technically speaking, the industrial goth is still a goth, but they're not like a true hardcore goth. True hardcore goth is like reading poetry, writing romantic poetry, drinking absinthe, being very, you know, kind of reading in the moonlight, you know, lots of romance, that kind of a thing. That's true hardcore goth.
I love the way you breathe. I wrote a poem about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's I guess.
Sorry,
she's very goth.
I haven't actually brought it up with her yet, but I think she's very goth.
Is she? Does she like bleach her skin, or does she like wear
bleach?
No, that's
she,
not what real goth do.
She blacked out her hair. She
yeah.
her hair
she's
black,
got,
she's got a Betty
got black
cut.
Betty Page.
Total Betty Page. Oh.
Yeah, it looks very hot.
It is so
She went to the movie last night. She's wearing a black Betty Page cut with a studded spiked like leather collar.
She was wearing that when she came over and visited our parents here. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's got the high boots. Yeah, she's going industrial.
Icky smiles widely.
Yeah. You didn't have her wearing the studded collar when she and you came to visit me and the
that
parents.
That was not an accessory.
No, we left it in the car.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah, he took it off with the leash.
Yeah,
and left
I don't have to take the, yeah. I don't have to take the boots off, do I? They take 15 minutes. Yeah.
Leave them on.
All these subtexts are just, you know, like, my our parents, like, honestly, Anki and my parents.
So, in any case, moving right along here.
Moving right along.
Anybody who doesn't know, okay, Quoth is an extremely attractive woman. Okay,
amazingly.
She's an amazing
woman. She's listening.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
She's a really
I know.
No, she's
I'm
got
just
a
fine, you know.
she's got a great body. She's wearing velvet pants. What's that song? Who sings that song? She's got a great body. He's wearing velvet pants.
He's wearing velvet pants.
He's got a great body. He's wearing velvet pants. What the fuck? It's on a soundbite in a song.
I have.
But anyway, she's a beautiful, beautiful
Stop
lady.
Stop laughing, Dak.
She's absolutely beautiful. And now, and she had like this. She was like a really. She is an amazing artist. Like not like. You know, I draw pictures, like, I do large dating, you know, Mount fucking St. Helens size sculptures. Ooh, that was kind of poetic how I said that. Mm-hmm. She does amazing stuff. I've got, like, three pieces of her artwork, which I will not give up for any reason whatsoever. They're, like, awesome.
Even if she asked for them back?
Yeah.
Bye!
No, that'd be the only way. If she asked for them back, I'd begrudgingly, that'd be the only way I'd do it. If she wants them back, I'd part with them, but... I'd feel really bad. Anyway, so, but it was really cool, and where was it going with this?
Lost None it. Of us really know.
No. She's all goth. Yeah, but anyway, so she's like...
Variants on goth, and yeah.
Happy birthday. Says it all.
Okay.
Ow.
With his spran foot.
With my spran foot.
With his spran foot.
That's amazing.
No, you're supposed to write it on your foot.
But that's okay.
That's
it's
close
good.
Enough.
It's pretty good.
That's close enough.
Wow, that is so
that's really
Jeff
bad.
K. It's not even funny.
That is so what?
Jeff K. What's the name of the site that's hosted on Bad Hacker Speak? I can't remember. Anybody who
Pink
goes
Fight?
To
anyway, Quoth is like an amazing artist, and now she's going like hardcore goth, which is really cool.
Hardcore goth, or hardcore industrial.
Goth, industrial goth, right? Because there's like
it's a mix.
There's used to be classic goth, now there's like subgenres of goth, and there's like industrial goth, and she seems to be going
industrial
goth.
Well, kind of like, you know, Islam, Hamas, and...
Yeah, that kind of a thing, yeah. So, but anyway, going full circle, back to my buddy Scott Harker, he is going, he shows up, I pick him up, he's wearing a long, long overcoat and this wide black fedora, and he's balding. And I said, hey, have you seen Dark City? And he said... And he said, no, I haven't. So I'm like, right. We go to Rogers, rent Dark City, and he's like all over that movie. If you haven't seen Dark City, it's like...
It's very cool.
But the thing is, he
Jennifer
looks like...
Jennifer Connelly.
She's coming out. She plays a junkie in the new movie. Anyway. No, Jennifer Connelly, Rocketeer. That was the only way she was ever written any good. But anyway, in Dark City, I found out the guy who was the lead bad guy in Dark City was actually the butler, Mr. Hand. That was actually the butler in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And I never made that connection until the other night. He goes, oh, that's that guy. And I'm like, holy shit. But I think what we should do is when we make up our strike team, we'd have to make up a vampire strike team called the Strangers, and everyone will have names like Mr. Wall, Mr. Teeth, Mr. Book, Mr. Hands. And we'll like show up at supermarkets just before closing at like 1:30 when they close at 2, you know, like the really late open ones, and then you show up with everyone, and they're all walking and wearing the same clothing, and you go to, like, a swap meet beforehand and buy really old money, like, from the 1920s.
But
it's
still valid Canadian money.
And what you do is you walk up, you all buy small gherkin pickles and a pack of straws. And you go up to the counter, and you're like, we would like to purchase these gherkins, yes?
We have money.
And they go, that'll be $28.35, you weird motherfucker. And you say, ah, these numbers, this paper has value, yes? And they'd be like, uh-huh. Wow, this is really old stuff. Where are you guys from? Outside. We came inside to buy the gherkins.
You realize...
You realize, of course... Keep the money. Leave my store.
You realize, of course, if I was working... Didn't know this was a gag. You'd have 9 or 10 dead people because of this.
These people don't make sense.
It's like that movie Lost Highway. I'm totally on the same side with this. I don't get this. Lost Highway, fucked movie.
It was a dream.
Well, I don't give a fuck. It was a fucked movie.
You ruined it for me. I haven't seen it.
Okay. No, it's... No,
no. You can watch it 18 times.
Like Marilyn Manson, and then you're like, wow, that looked like a bad acid trip. So,
Although it was a lot of people's wet dream as to what should happen to a tailgater.
Yes.
Oh, yes, very much so. However,
However, in the movie Dark City, this guy's at a cocktail party, okay? And this weird-ass motherfucker walks up to him.
Looks kind of like Sean.
No, this guy's weird-ass. Like, this guy's, like, way weird-ass. Like, I can't... I wish I could be that weird-ass.
Like, you put on a little bit of face powder and a little bit of, what was that, plum lipstick?
No, you're
right in there, buddy.
I'm right in there. So anyway...
If you're way too big, you'd kill that guy.
Yeah, I'm too big to be a goth. I'm way too big. Goths are generally tall, slender, waif-like.
Eat nothing.
You know? You can't really be big and goth. Like, Dak could be a useless goth.
Yeah, I'd never be.
Like a... Pearl from Blade. It would be useless.
What, you're not allowed to have teddy bear goths?
Don't kill me!
Teddy bear goths.
It burns!
Glory hole much? Anyway, so,
If you're the biggest goth there, does anybody really have the right to tell you that you can't be a goth?
You're not,
I don't think so. You're
not a goth, Squish. Shut up.
I'll keep the other goth to death with this goth.
I'm twice the goth you are.
I'm not a goth. Literally. I'm a Visigoth. Fuck off.
Shut up while I storm Rome.
Yeah. And it's all like, hello, and if a 10-ton truck. What's that? Sean K is 6'8". Yeah, and I breathe fire.
Yeah, I heard he sleeps only 1 hour per
night.
Yeah,
and I have plastic
and his ass shoots lightning bolts.
Yeah.
He gets plastic
surgery. I shoot lightning bolts out of my ass.
Plastic surgery every 3 months.
I've smelled something that was...
Yeah. If I eat McDonald's, I shoot lightning bolts out of my ass. Nothing like some Rotten Ronnie's rectal rockets. Fucking a little bit bunged up, no problem. Two cheeseburgers later and hey, I'm a fucking gremlin.
Colon cancer rates in America have risen 10 times in the last 40 years. You think there's a reason? That fucking clown, man. I swear to God.
Grab your ankles, red hair, because here it comes. Boom! Rocket is a shit attack. Right on. If you look at it from the ceiling, it kind of looks like a butterfly.
We like ha-ha poopy
jokes.
This
kid was over at my house one time. He let out one. We ran out of the room. 3 hours later, my mom comes home. The first thing out of her mouth is, God, somebody smells bad.
Oh, shit, I have, like, my farts will pool because they're heavier than air.
I can tell you this now, Zach, but if it still smelled 3 hours later, that kid shit his pants, okay?
So, in any case...
Need some of those detectors, eh? Those low-pooling detectors on the floor.
That horrible green cloud that always throws me.
So,
puke girl on the left.
Laugh a little harder. We want to see it right there on the white couch. Come on. Help us out.
Turn the webcam in her direction.
Cameras.
For God's sake, breathe.
Does it hurt?
She's like,
this is the stage of laughing where she gets stomach cramps. She can't sit up straight anymore because her body's being pulled forward.
She's going to make it to the bathroom. And we lost one. I did that
last time.
I actually dropped Andrew. I dropped Andrew on Sunday.
No man sent.
Look, she had mac and cheese for dinner.
Oh.
I dropped Nomad Centaur.
White couch.
On.
I dropped
Nomad Centaur with a gag because we were sitting there.
The only way you're dropping Nomad Centaur is with a bat, friend.
No kidding.
No, I made him laugh so hard he just fucking his legs gave out and he just crumpled.
Fuck, is that what I felt?
Yeah. And
you've told the story about when you made somebody laugh? Was that you?
Yes, it was him that made somebody laugh that they put him back in the hospital.
I laughed a guy into the hospital. Yeah, he had his appendix out, and I was working in a pizza.
He put him in stitches.
And he was, I didn't know he had his
appendix out. Lost a gut.
I put him, this is a true story. He was at a pizza shop. I had a job there. And I was redoing that Star Trek thing, you know, where there's that bad Star Trek episode where the omelets are attacking Scott. They take over his brain and shit.
We've tried freezing them. We've tried boiling them.
We tried to destroy them. And the only way to get them is with light or whatever.
Yeah,
weird phaser light.
Light or sound.
They put them in
something.
A microwave. Ding. So I did a reincarnation of this with a pizza slice, and I'm like, and I got this guy down. Now at this stage, I would if ever I get somebody laughing, and I know I got him, I don't stop. Fuck
no,
you.
He doesn't.
I will kill.
Attack!
I am gonna kill this.
I had to crawl out of the way of an oncoming truck because of this guy.
Oh yeah, totally.
You fell in the road.
Oh yeah, in a road. And I was walking around him, and it looked like I'm telling him to get up. Right? Anybody who's not hearing me, right? So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm doing this gag and he's fucking killing himself and he falls down on the ground and I'm waggling this pizza over his head, right?
The same sound
and then the customers come in and they see me waggling a pizza over this guy's head going,
And I'm like, hey, how's it going? So I go serve him more pizza. Now, this is twice as fucking funny, right? So I come back after giving him their pizza. They pay for it and everything.
It's a good pitch for the pizza.
And I go back and I look for him on the floor, and he's gone. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking around. I'm like, hey, you know, whatever his name, Brett. Hey, Brett. Where are you, bud? It's Brett. And I go, and I can see now they got one of those half kind of office walls where the bottom half of the wall is wall, top half of the wall is glass. And I can see the desk, and there's a phone on his desk. And the phone goes and drags across the desk. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he goes, again. And goes, gang, 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 on the ground. I'm like, whoa, that's not generally the sort of behavior you see in a major office appliance. So I go and I look around the corner, and he's still on the ground. And he's going, go away from me, go away from me. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Wow, you okay, man? And he's still laughing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm beginning to wonder if I've gone too far here. And I'm like, all right, it's all good. And then more customers come in. I'm like, all right, it's all good, right? I'm like, you be cool. And fucking wait for their brain cells to stop shaking. I'm going to go up front here and deal with these fucking customers, all right? So I go deal with the customers. An ambulance shows up to the back door of the fucking pizza parlor. There's guys strapping this laughing idiot onto a fucking ambulance gurney, and I'm like,
whoa,
holy shit! And I'm having visions of a Hannibal Lecter getup with a fucking face mask.
He's and like, now he sentenced you, Sean Kelly. Any last words?
Yes, three Jews walk into a bar.
Kill him!
Kill him! It was the killing joke.
Yes, what the hell is this?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So this guy, yeah, that gets turned down. So this guy winds up going to the hospital because he has appendix out, and I wound up ripping all of his stitches because I made
it. He already had his appendix out before Sean attacked him with his joke. He tore the lining of the stitches in the soft tissue of the muscle of your abdomen.
So I didn't know. Hey. I had no idea that he'd had this out, so I felt really bad, and they fired me.
He comes. Sean comes over shortly after this to Big Bill Foote's comic book shop where I'm working at the time, comes in, and he, like, you know, of course, wants some sympathy because he feels bad. I mean, no, he did.
Oh, I did. I felt really bad. I fucking damn near killed this guy.
So he comes in, and he tells me this. Of course, I do the only thing a friend can do at this point. I fall off the counter laughing.
Now, the funny thing is my family's in show business. My mother, my grandmother, all my mother's side of the family, they're all in show business. But the thing is that my grandfather killed some guy in the audience making him laugh.
Whoa.
Some old dude who was laughing at a massive heart attack died right there. And it fucked him up for life. Like, he would get people laughing and he stopped. Like, he wouldn't do it anymore. But to me, I don't really care. I'll just keep fucking doing it now. But
so
you haven't quite accomplished that yet.
Your
though.
Family has actually taken a life with humor.
Oh yeah, no, it happens. It happens.
Doesn't show at all.
So what was I going to say now? I told you that story.
Boring Nomad Centaur.
Oh yeah. We were sitting there, and we were talking about tech support, and I was just pissed off, and I'm like, you know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see, you know, people in tech support go into, like, the medical trade, you know, and, like, it's time for a remuster, you know, because after your tech support, you really can't do anything else, and they're like, you know, here we are, you know, beep, 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 oh, he's getting low, beep, 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 oh, we lost him, that's okay, turn that heart monitor off and turn it back on again, see if that fixes it.
Could I have a doc?
And as soon as I said that, that killed him, you know, he was down for the count.
Thank you.
So, it was pretty sweet. But, let's get on with the news,
you
I guess.
Do the news?
Sean?
Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Time for the news.
Anyone else want
to? Yes, we get off track.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what's going on here.
All right. This one is great. This first one. This was on the cult page, and it was just so good I had to bring it up. Mom foils in son's NSYNC murder plot.
Oh, God.
He stopped them?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh God. Did you read all this acid?
He has a good idea and a...
This is the world's stupidest parent.
My son is a Columbine killer. You.
step away from the Oprah. Step
wow.
away from the
Put
Oprah.
Put down their
I
remote control.
How the hell am I turning him into the American police? That sounds like a great idea.
I love my child so much, I want him to get fucked up the ass by major, like, criminals
yeah.
and a major prison. Hey,
actually,
America's for purity much?
I'm sorry. Let's have this.
You need a mic. Your mic's off.
I think it's better to get the kid before he kills somebody so they don't have to send him to jail. That's
true.
But he was going to
murder plot?
But
I laughed. It was funny.
He was
I think this kid's brilliant.
He was going to kill NSYNC.
No, he wasn't. He's funny. It's a funny story. He has funny ideas. He had a plan that would never have washed. He's
yeah.
not going to kill NSYNC.
I could hope.
As much as we could hope, yeah.
yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't, as, you know, I can't, I know a lot of people are hate NSYNC and all these boy bands, but, you know, they're a product. It's like getting annoyed at ketchup. It's like...
But that's exactly the point.
Know,
so there's no real reason to feel any moral qualms. It's not like you're killing people. It's NSYNC, for God's sake.
And there's a major difference here. I like ketchup.
I'm going to read a brief little piece of this. Inside authorities say was a pretty detailed plan to rob a local gun store by taking out the owner and stealing some guns.
Pretty detailed.
Wow, that's a detailed fucking plan.
I don't think
it's that one.
I like the little bit lower down. I don't think he had the ability to carry it out. He had no access to any weapons or firearms, and he would have to overpower somebody first to obtain a weapon. If he succeeded, then he had the transportation issue of how to get to Atlanta.
He's currently in custody for psychological evaluation, which is synonymous with, well, we can't actually charge him with anything, but we want him to stay in jail anyway.
Hi! Thought crimes?
Yeah. How did his mom find out about this?
She read his diary or something, wasn't it?
Mm.
Moms, they just know. Moms just
My
know.
My son is planning to rob a gun store.
How are you doing today, Sean? I'm okay. Are you planning to murder NSYNC?
Yeah.
You know I have to call the police. Okay.
Again?
Okay, the moral of the story here is don't store your murder plots where you keep your Playboys.
Keep it in your head.
Mothers know about that little the shoebox in your closet, okay?
So the what the hell moral of the episode is don't trust your parents.
That,
you just can't bring them in on your murder
plot. That and if you do have a murder plot, don't label it with
murder
don't
plot.
Label it and stick it in a folder, and I quote, named Operation Death Strike. That's usually a bad idea, you know?
Operation Death Strike, yes.
You know, if they raided some fucking cult members, you know, stuff and got like all this shit. I went to my place of work, which is somewhere on Northview Crescent in Langley, Evan's house. We should put Evan's address up. People can send him stuff. Like roadkill. And here you go. Oh, Evan! Oh my God! We got another dead cat! Oh, well, send it over to Wales.
You okay there?
I thought I was just going to demolish my laptop. I had to close it for a second.
I would not be responsible for that.
I think you need a Dr. Pepper
proof.
Oh, great. Entering hibernation mode. This is wonderful.
Hibernation mode.
Oh, God. Sorry, man. Anyway, but yeah, anyway, this guy. So I go over there, and everyone who works for him on the Web for Wealth website. Actually, this is pretty fun. You guys should check this out. Web4Wealth.com. Sim's looking at me like, Sean, are you sure you should be doing this?
Like, you're just giving him promotion, though.
Oh, yeah, Web for Wealth. Check out this brilliant multi-level marketing internet strategy and the flasturbation that is their fucking website. Okay, it is utterly horrible. Somebody.
Quiet, I like Flash.
Flasturbation.
Flasturbation.
Was that coined by the websites, the web pages that suck guy?
No, actually, it was. I took it off of StreetTech.com.
Who has the trademark on that term?
I don't know. It was on StreetTech.com, and they have like term of the day, and their term of the day was flasturbation, which was websites that have flash for the sake of having flash.
I think we need a movie here.
I think Tamara's like totally in awe
what
of that
really
word.
What we really need is a link that says skip intro.
Yeah.
It just isn't a full website without a skip intro link.
Yeah, anyway.
Skip intro.
So
fast forward commercial.
So anyway, the whole site, but the whole thing is like, in order to get anywhere on the site, you've got to see this thing. It's one gigantic chunk of flash space. Like the text comes in flying from everywhere.
I think by the time you said it,
to the time I typed it in, somebody took it down. Because it's not coming in.
Oh, no, the reason why it's not coming in is because it's hosted on ADSL. And they can't handle that many hits.
Yeah,
oh, I'm
like
sorry. Did I just shut down Web for Wealth?
Webforwealth.com?
Quickly, everyone, go to webforwealth.com.
All at once. Reload.
Hey, as a matter of fact, can someone please make me one of those auto-ping proxy things, one of the ones where we can always just hit it, you know, and hit it like 20 times an hour and just let it run, see if it's fucking...
Sean.
Need some hits on there.
That's illegal. What you actually have to make is a remote proxy for their site, which updates every 3/10 of a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry, man. So, in any case, we got this handy-dandy, you know, website, which is full of flashtubation. And if you want to see an example of flashtubation, go there early, go there often, and show your friends. But the guy who is now, I go to Evan's house, and I farted. And I go to Evan's house.
Thank you for sharing in more ways than one.
I go to Evan's house, and I walk in there, and right there, E-Trickster has you to work for this painful motherfucker named Evan, and who I don't like very much. Mm-hmm. And he's got, like, the Nomad screensaver happening right inside the office with a big cult button on and a black T-shirt. And Evan doesn't know what cult is. And he plays my rants in Evan's house. Can you fucking believe that? I'm like, wow.
Really?
That's very cool.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I'm worried about is what happens one day when somebody goes, raids one of these kids, one of these crazy fuckers who listens to me, computer.
Uh-huh.
He goes, this Canadian boy needs to be stopped. And they come for my sorry ass.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody's already been fired over it.
Yeah, but what's going to happen?
I don't know. Are you protected?
We're going to die in a horrible gun battle with the authorities.
Yes. Guns a-blazing. We will go down.
Wasn't that one of the first intros for this station?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Ironic, somebody raiding us. Yeah.
Ironic in a sick sort of, I really don't want to go to jail sort of way. But in some ways, you know, in all honesty, what if the authorities did come? All bullshit aside, what if the authorities did knock down my door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dak, you don't own guns. You're not going to blow anyone away. And besides all that, you don't live at my house. You wouldn't know till it's over. Mind you, last time the cop showed up at my house, you knew about it right away. He's like, and Sim was pretty much on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So
you hadn't called me, though. I know I don't have to know.
There's a reason for that.
I had to know whether there was a problem first.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, there was a...
So what am I, like, only break in case of emergency or something?
Or break glass.
Yeah.
You don't fire a gun and hope that the bullet is discerning. It doesn't work like that.
Guided bullets, that would be so cool.
Yeah, runaway?
Hey, I was the one who stayed calm in the last
pretty
time
much
we had
all of
cult
knew within
all
1 second.
I don't understand this attitude. I was the guy who stayed calm during the last time we had a situation.
I stayed calm.
You stayed calm? Kapang! That was the loudest punch I've ever heard.
One heard around the world.
I did have a crack junkie running down a hallway to assault his wife. What exactly am I supposed to do here? I took off my knife.
That's true. Well, don't
there
you remember?
There were no weapons, punches, or kicks thrown. I don't see what the problem is.
Versus the cop showing up, and I like run up on a rock with a large fur jacket and go, Mufasa! And all the guys in the house go, and I'm like throwing his big fucking head around on a rope, and the cops are like, "Yeah, alrighty then." The cop dog's all pissing his pants in the back seat. He's like, "Yeah, fire mission RCMP officer." You know, that just scares the LAPD. LAPD scares the fuck out of me. You know why? Because after the LA riots, they have two. Count them, two. Fully functional, fully armed Apache gunships.
Wow.
Under LAPD jurisdiction.
That was for the 84 Olympics.
84 Olympics, I got them.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that after the riots.
Oh, yeah, they deployed them.
They deployed them, but when you have... You there. Pull over. No fucking problem. It's all good. I'll get the fuck out of this car. It's all right. I'll just lie the fuck down on this road here. You just train the hellfires the fuck off of me. That's all good. Oh, there. As back as I caught him, I'm like, give him a good kiss.
Give her a good kiss.
Give him a good kiss. She's weak. She's all embarrassed. She's embarrassed.
In that
dude.
Sorry, buddy.
I managed to piss an LA cop off severely.
There's a good idea.
I think all you have to do.
Stupid motherfucker!
Bang!
No.
Hey, this is just a great little story.
Me and PBM are in L.A. We're in Universal Studios tour, and apparently what had happened was somebody's purse got stolen. So the local security for Universal Studios plus a couple of LAPD's finest are going around rousting.
LAPD's finest.
Uh-huh. Are going around fucking rousting any group of kids, like Hispanic or black kids, they can friggin' find. So me and PBM are sitting at one of the concession stands. I've already got my food. And these cops come up and grab these kids, shove them up against the wall, and start patting them down. The kids haven't got anything on them. Whoa, Jesus, I just smelled it. Oh, God.
Sean trapped it.
Sean let out this death fart earlier, and it just finally got out of the sofa.
Yeah, he ejected it into the cushion.
Oh, God.
He's currently doing something really evil in the washroom.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
I hear screams coming from there, so it can't be good.
So
anybody else here in the studio who has to use the washroom tonight, please do not light a match within 20 feet of it.
We're going to all blow up. So
yeah,
anyhow,
no smoking, please.
The cops have these kids up against the wall. They're patting them down. They're just being complete assholes about the whole situation. PVM comes out with his burger and fries. He goes over towards the condiment stand, and one of these cops stands in front of Brian and gives him like this deep voice scowl with his fucking sunglasses on, his fucking muscles out to here, please go around. So Brian comes over, and I'm like at the table right in front of this. They're 5 feet away from me, and I'm staring at the fucking cop. Brian comes over, and he's like, what's going on? And I'm just so pissed at this whole thing. I said, oh, just a little L.A. street theater. Cop turns around, fucking eyeballs me. I eyeball him right back. It's like, what? Cop turns away. You see, there's a small problem. We're tourists. They fuck with the tourist trade. His job goes away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I had no fear. And besides, they were such complete assholes about the whole thing. Somebody deserved to say something about this shit.
They already had.
It should be mentioned that the Uber cop that told me to, you know, go the other way was about 6 foot tall, 4 foot wide, and had a 5 foot gun on his head. So I went the other way.
He scraped when he walked, huh?
Yeah, he did.
At least he was wishing he scraped when he walked.
Oh, I'm telling you, just these. I can understand. Like I said, I have been a security guard for 14 years.
How long?
14 years.
I have worked with cops.
No, you said you're a security guard. You've never worked.
With
Thank you. For the record, do not go in the bathroom.
Oh,
it's still on you. I know.
Do you at least wipe?
It's like this. You know you take a bad shit. Like, normally you take a shit and you don't mind the smell of your own. You know it stinks, but you don't mind because it's kind of like I'm rubbing my stink into this bathroom.
Sean, I can't help but notice you got out of the bathroom rather quickly.
And I turned the fan on.
Oh, yeah,
now,
there it is.
Now, when you're sitting there taking a shit
and
you're like...
The door's dissolving!
When you're sitting there taking a shit and you're like, oh, my God.
And the fire alarm's going off.
This is fucking disgusting. Like, the litmus paper is turning blue and you're like,
brown.
Whoa, nerve toxin agent. And you're like, wow.
Walls are turning black, like, around you.
Like the smell is there. I watch a fly goes, you know, and I'm like, whoa.
That's what they normally eat.
Chirping. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Thud.
Yeah. Can you open the window slightly?
Yes,
that's
yes.
No, not slightly.
All
the way, please.
Fling open those shutters. It's a whole new world. Anyway, so.
And also turn the blinds because all the bugs will come in.
All the bugs.
The bugs.
Better watch
they
out,
or the insects will get you.
Can we hear that tonight?
Malaria or asphyxiation?
No.
You choose.
Worn out, it's walking.
Turning the blinds.
They're gone.
There we go. Okay, we're
yes, Rant Radio, where body functions are a whole new level of entertainment.
Anyway, yes.
Only if you're not in the studio.
For the record.
I thought that was just because we were running out of material.
For the record, the fucking man takes one seriously rank shit.
So tell me what has been wrong with your life, girl on the left.
A girl on the left just laid down on the couch and...
Hey, I got a whole couch to myself. I'm taking it.
A very big couch.
Yeah.
Very big, cozy white couch.
God, you know, that is
everybody
like
check the webcam. That's
check
right.
Webcam.
My sister's providing
she's
a wonderful
striking
reclined
a sexy
view.
Pose.
Say your line. Say your line.
Time it up. She's like, no, I won't allow myself to be exploited. Well, maybe just a little bit.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, there it is.
She's like, you do have Enki's blood in you.
I'm lying on the couch with, like, one hand behind my head so that I don't, like, get a welt in the back of my head from the arm of the thing. And everyone's
yes,
like,
keep talking.
Oh, sexy.
No, we're actually talking about that half an inch of belly button that you have showing there.
And your ankles. Look at those ankles.
That was illegal in the 60s on TV.
I think she's curling her toes in a very provocative way.
I think we found
way.
Lieutenant Major Zombie's new desktop wallpaper.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just can't.
I can't even like occupy excessive amounts of house.
You know, we were talking about this.
Ding, ding, ding! There goes the ARC.
So
here you go, girl on the left.
So the thing is that I want to know. What I want to know. Lie here. It's soft.
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 Okay, I think we should all talk about what we would do if we were another gender. Like, girl on the left, what kind of a man do you think you'd be if you were
a
man?
I'd be such a wimp, it wouldn't even be funny.
You think so?
I'd be the little weasel boy that would get the shit beaten out of him all the time.
You think so?
I'm a wimp now. I can't see how, I'm so profoundly wimpish that I can't see how testosterone would
help. If I had my druthers, I'd be like this total Betty Page chick. And I'd be like the rankest slut you've ever seen in your life, and I would travel from comic shop to comic shop,
making
I'm walking where
you for guys in comic shop.
Oh yeah.
You
hear me out.
So
hear me out.
No. Wait.
Hear
point.
Me out. This is great. This is really good. You show up, you know, with like the Wicked cleavage leather outfit on, you know, going on. And you walk
or dress up as a character from a comic.
And yeah, you show up poor guys in the store like faint.
Oh, yeah.
As whoever who was that with the red hair and the
I need
oh, crying
seven
Dawn.
Of you put
crying
on the colors.
Dress up as like crying Dawn. You show up and there's like the ugliest pimply face, you know, 22-year-old you'll never get fucked in your life. Kind of a guy playing Magic there. You go back there, play one game of Magic with him. Okay, he horribly whips your ass and thinks he's great. And you go, oh, I've never been beaten like that in Magic before. You take him home, fuck his brains out. 6 ways from Sunday. He does, like, cocaine off your tits. It'll be amazing. Right? You give him the weekend he will never forget, and then you, like, carry on. Now, bear in mind, okay, why do this? Why do this? Because for the rest of his life, okay, he will say your name with reverence. There will be statues erected to me as a woman. After I, 'cause they'll be like 15, you go, you know, I was a horrible geek my entire life, but this one really decent, beautiful woman. You know? Yeah. That's what guys do. Guys are like that. They'll sit there and be like, you know, the other women are like, she's a whore, she's a prostitute, she's ugly. She's a noble woman.
That right there is a noble woman. She's a noble woman with a noble cause. Right
the day the goddess came, I was there, man.
I was there. She touched me.
Testify.
She's a good woman. She is a good woman. I did cocaine off of her tits. She is a good woman.
She did seven us in the back on the Warhammer landscape. It was amazing.
She drew a Skaven symbol on her tits, man. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. You know, like, she was a messenger of Nurgle. You know? And it would have been just like,
you know, I was actually amused and partially turned on by what you were talking about until you said the word Nurgle, because then you made an image of Eastman appear in my brain in the same time with this
woman. You don't like the smell?
Yeah, I think that was it. There's this residual heat which is starting to kill me.
Oh, gooey. Anyway, so
hey, cold fusion.
Oh, cold fusion. Good keyword. Okay, you ready for this one? I go to Red Barn Antiques this week.
I'm confused. I want to see how this is going to work, but go ahead.
Be Roseanne. No, but seriously, I go to Red Barn Antiques, which is a big antique store, right? And I'm walking through there, and they got some fucking kick-ass antiques, right? Because I'm
is
looking
that on
for
number 10? Where is it?
Cloverdale.
Cloverdale.
Okay,
yeah. Cloverdale.
Whatever, so I'm walking through there, and I'm like, oh, cool. Now, I was just at, like, the Bay and all these kind of furniture kind of shops, and what I want is I want a bookcase with fucking doors on it. You want to try to find a modern-day bookcase with fucking
doors? They don't fucking exist.
Forget it. It's not going to happen, right? So I take Scotty. Now, Scotty being from the UK, right, he's got, like, antique stores are, like, you know,
fuck, you can't throw a rock without hitting an antique store.
They're right next to the pub.
So the bar, right? It goes bar, antique store, barber shop, you know. So it works.
Fish and chips bar.
Fish and chips, yeah.
We have a few of them here because we just haven't, because, you know, Canada hasn't been around so long. We haven't amassed the antiques.
There's a reason for this. You take the antiques there that you got from the, like, the attic or the basement so you can get money to go to the pub.
Exactly. So in any case, you've got the, let's drink away our...
Before, I have one image that I want to share with all of you, because you're going to all eventually be old enough to see this.
What's that?
I want you to imagine when you're like in your 80s or your 90s, and you walk into an antique store, and you see some shit from fucking IKEA, then I want you to basically turn to every other person in that place, point, and laugh at them. Because
no,
you know it's going to...
It's not going to happen.
Inflatable
you know why?
Chairs!
You know, I know why it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because IKEA can't last more than 5 years as is.
Yeah, no.
Well, then
no
it'd
way.
Definitely be an antique, wouldn't it?
You show me something at IKEA the last
that's
time.
Actually, that's one of the tragedies of modern life. All the stuff that we find out is engineered to explode after 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah, planned obsolescence.
Like, for instance, good quality oak furniture lasts for hundreds and hundreds of years. Do you think there's the real reason they've gone to like melamine and cheap-ass veneers is not because it's just cheaper to make, but because
it'll eventually wear out.
Guaranteed it'll absorb the moisture, the top will lift off, and you have to buy new ones. It's the way the world works nowadays. They don't sell new oak stuff anymore. Find new oak stuff.
Personally, I was down at Red Barn, and they had some really nice-ass oak shit. And I'm thinking now, antiques are in finite supply. Okay? There's only so many.
Right.
And they're not being made anymore. Good quality shit. So what I'm thinking is, what were to happen if all the Rant Radio listeners were to go and say, you know what? You got to think about this. Instead of buying like comic books and shit like that, what if people went out and bought like a fucking decent, cool oak desk? You know, like an antique one. You know what I mean? Because they got their computers now. They're going to have it. They're like, you know, maybe they got a few $100. They could go get that new video card. Or maybe they got that wardrobe. Because wardrobes are fucking cool. Antiques are cool. Okay? Anybody who doesn't think antiques are cool fucking is full of shit. Antiques rock, man. Anybody want proof that the geek culture thinks antiques are cool? Take a look at Morpheus' chair in The Matrix. That particular wingback chair was made custom for the guy who played Morpheus, whose name escapes me.
Jackson. Mm. No, not Jackson.
No.
Whatever.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah. Had that chair custom made for him, okay? And he actually took it home after the set. Yeah, who wants to break into Lawrence Fishburne's house? Yeah. That's why they used the chair twice in the film. They used it once that he sat in inside of the, inside when he was doing the Red Bill Blue Pill speech.
Oh, okay.
And when he used
when
it
all turned
time,
white?
And then when it all turned white, he was sitting in one chair looking at a TV. Same chair. Okay, so it was custom-built fucking chair. He took it home afterwards because Lawrence Fishburne is like 9 feet fucking wide. The guy's huge, okay? Anyway, so they had to have this big-ass wingback chair. Regardless, so if you were, let's say you were to go get some of this fucking desk. Now, let's say we fast-forward it 50 years. What do you think the odds are going to be that you're going to find some sweet-ass oak furniture? Not very frequent. You could sell that desk for like $20,000, $30,000, and that's no shit. Because right now... Now, I'm going to get back to why I think this is a good idea. I was walking through Red Barn, I hear this dude playing a piano, right? And he's playing away, he's doing great. I look down, he's got 9 fingers, and he's playing like fucking Merlin.
Hello,
okay?
Frodo.
So I'm like, okay. So I walk over, and he stops playing, he gets up, and I'm like, hey, do you know Lance Harrison? Lance Harrison is a musician that my mother used to work with. Years and years and years and years. This guy's old school. I figured he'd know the name. He goes, oh, yeah, I know Lance, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. Turns out he's the owner of the whole fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, his name's Bill Carnegie. He owns Red Barn Antiques, right? So I'm like, oh, cool. So I start talking. Where do you go to get good antiques and shit like that? Because I'm into that stuff, right? And he starts telling me about how right now in Europe, okay, you can't really make a go of an antique business. Like, trying to start an antique business now, you're fucked. Okay, because the Japanese are buying everything.
Yep.
They'll go to these estate sales, and they will pay out the ass. It's like, fuck you, you know? Oh, well, I want $10,000. Here, money. Just throwing money at people, man. They're buying all the mahogany, all this shit, right? So, eventually...
It's going to last forever.
It's all going to be in Japan. It's not going to be anywhere else. So you get a chance, fuck, man, buy some antique shit.
So what we need to do is raid Japan, was what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying here is that you should fucking get your hands on some decent antique stuff, man. Because you sit there, I mean, you're going to need some shelving to put your hardware in, right? Your software, shit like that. Eventually you're going to move out of your parents' fucking basement. It'd be nice to have some decent shit so you're not sitting on milk crates and sleeping on the goddamn mattress in the futon in the middle of the fucking floor, all right? It's nice to, and plus chicks dig antiques.
okay? They dig antiques. Mm-hmm. You want to get laid, get yourself a nice fluffy-ass towel, have a clean bathroom and a couple antiques and a plant. You're set. Anyway, so that's true. That shows you have commitment. They like fluffy
towels.
That's
what towels. They look for, right?
Oh, chicks or, are a sucker.
Check, check, check.
Chicks are a sucker for a fluffy towel. Yeah, I'm a person.
Oh, these towels are soft.
they're suckers for fluffy towels. Tell me I'm wrong. You love a fluffy towel, don't you? Don't you?
Isn't everybody?
Yeah. I'm not guilty. Everyone does. So anyway.
Just a ripped up green one will do.
Oh, I see.
You have no. If you think a ripped up green towel, do you have no sense of the finer things in life?
It's like, or blue, actually, right?
Dry my
ripped up blue towel
form with this.
But it's a dish towel. It works.
So I,
four or five will get everything.
I to clean my fine dish? China.
I use it to wipe my monitor down. You can use it. Yeah. So my monitor cost me $2,000. Yeah. This is 21 inches. True. Flat panel. You're not appreciating this, are you? So
where are you going?
We've already got slam ice. Shit. Okay, so in any case, so I'm talking to him. He's like, blah, 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 blah. Now, this guy knows his antiques. He goes, hey, you know what? There's going to be a stock showing up in the market you want to check out, too. I'm like, really? What's that? He goes, it's called Monty. Monty America. It's going to be showing up. I said, really? He goes, yeah. It's this guy I'm working with. He's an alchemist.
What?
And I said, excuse me, did you just say an alchemist? He said, yeah. You know the guys they used to burn because they said they were witches?
They're back!
And I'm like... Really?
More accepting political climates nowadays.
And I'm like, well,
not if the Republicans win the presidential race.
Shit, we got NAMBLA. They used to hang those fuckers from trees. But anyway, so I'm like, okay then. And he starts going off about how this alchemist he knows has developed cold fusion, but it only works during the dry cycle, which is when the moon shows two hooks. You know, it's the planetary alignment. He's fucking away. Hey. And I'm like, wow.
Whoa. So the guy who owns Red Barn is telling you this?
Yeah, he's crazier than a shithouse rat.
Okay.
Yeah, muy loco cabeza. Okay, yeah. Like way gone. And I'm like,
the only thing left of this loaf of bread are the two crusts at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm like, wow, bagel. Lots of outside, nothing in the middle. Yep. Yeah.
Give your head a shake. I want to hear the bean bounce around. You've seen that happen too, haven't you?
I'm like, you have been buying way too many antiques. And he's like, you know, as I look at this oak cabinet, I think the cold fusion's possible if I could just deal with some alchemists. And then all the lights go out. So, moving right along, what do we got in news tonight?
We have got a song. It's great.
A song?
Yes. And I'm going to put the...
MC Hawking's crib?
MC Hawking.
MC Hawking.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're playing this and we're turning it up. Get down with the syndrome.
So I'm like, just going to start...
That's obviously superimposed. It's got to be. Yes, okay.
Yeah, everyone go there, take a look at the pictures. Let's take a look at the pictures. And there's the Hawkman chilling with Eminem and Fred Durst at the MTV 2000 Awards.
God damn, I love you.
Oh, that's the screensaver.
And there's, let's see, MC Hawking fucking shit up with Old School with Real Slim Shady. There he is. And there he is with Chuck D.
All right.
With a publicity shoot while on tour in support of A Brief History of Rhyme.
Oh, God.
And Stephen Hawking with
Rhyme.
Run DMC and the Beastie Boys there.
There he is punching some guy out at the MTV Music Awards. That's so deadly.
That's awesome.
So I picked the best song, and it's called The Mighty Stephen Hawking.
What?
And
there's
we're gonna...
more than one song?
Oh, it's albums.
of MC Hawking's rapping.
Oh, it's really funny, too. Funny stuff. So
wow. You boys didn't run DMC much?
Here
oh
is
my God.
MC Hawking, The Mighty Stephen Hawking on Rant Radio.
Yo, DJ Doomsday, give me one of them funky-ass beats. Oh, yes, that's some funky shit. I'm about ready to kick this motherfucker in. You all ready for me to drop some science on your ass? Check it. I am the mighty Steve Hawking. I am dope like LSD. I am fly, I kick it old school. I'll tell you that for free. On the stage I rock the mic. My science is so tight. Other rappers best step off. I'm bad like Bill. I'm from the streets, you know it's true. My buddies are all dead. Fuck with me, you join them too. I'll tap you in the head. Don't make me get out of this chair. I'll pop you like a bitch. You step to me as if you bad bitch. Please, you ain't got shit. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. The mighty Steve Hawking. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. Mighty Steve Hawking. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. Hawking, the mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking, mighty Stephen Hawking. Ah, yeah, Stephen Hawking is in full effect. Check this shit out. Bitch, you think I'm bad? I ain't even started yet. I wet your whole damn crew, and not even great as wet. My rep is quite huge, my dick harder than concrete. Getting pavement laid, gangster player elite. Dr. Dre can suck my dick, that bitch got no PhD. I lost count of mine, I got stupid wack degree. Complex men that ain't no thing, I'm mad so crazy fly. Like quantum formula, I'll leave you asking why. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking, the mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking, mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking, the mighty Mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking. Mighty Stephen Hawking. Ah, yeah, that's some serious badass Wu-Tang, Scooby Gang, funky ass shit I'd be laying down on your ass. Stephen Hawking is in the house and he be taking care of business. Peace. I'm out of here.